Can you know why things happen? God is a great and awesome God, and we see so many promises in Scripture. Sometimes we can see those promises so vividly come to pass in our lives, and other times that they're not quite coming to fulfillment the way we think they should. And so we're left with a wondering why something happened or why something doesn't happen. Jesus himself said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. He never said all things are possible to him who understands. He said all things are possible to him who believes. So there's an element of all things being possible if we grab it by faith and believe it. What would we in generally be thinking about when things happen in life, contrary to what we believe should happen when we read the Word of God? Because the Word of God plainly says, he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. But what happens when things don't work out that way? It must cause us to wonder just a bit. I believe there are answers. There are some things that you can clearly say that, yes, God has given us dominion, and we're actually practicing it in this life. Those of you who are sold out to serving God, those of you who have called upon his name, and those of you who consistently pray and enjoy the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, enjoy the things of God, and you have in your heart to advance the kingdom of God, a lot of the things that have kept you from enjoying that previously have been put under your feet. You have gained a victory in many areas. Some of you in areas that you have had a problem with sin in the past, you have gained victory over that. You have been able to put that under your feet. There may be levels of pride that you had years ago that you were able to put that under your feet and be able to walk on top of that. There may be some other areas of life, some more physical things that you would do that you knew weren't God-honoring, but you were able to get victory over that and you were able to put that under your life. But yet, all things are not put under our feet. So we want to look at why. What is the reason for it? Well, let's look at Psalm 103 again. It says, for he forgives all our sins. We have been freed from the penalty of sin. We know that. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We are no longer slaves to sin. Romans 6:6, the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves. So we see that as a present tense now. The past, Christ has already paid for the penalty of sin. We also see the power of sin that has been dealt with and that is present in our life. Let's look at one day we will be free from the presence of sin itself. Revelation 21:27. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles, talking about heaven, or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. No sin is going to enter in heaven. There is going to come a day that we will be free from the very presence of sin. So the salvation includes freedom from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin, and the very presence of sin. It has a past, it has a presence, and it has a future. But because of sin in the world, we get tempted and led away many times. Because of sin in the world, we get caught in doing some things that we never intended to do. Because sin is present, sometimes we miss it. And because sickness is present, sometimes it seems to get on us. But in the midst of all that, we have Jesus Christ to look, who is our deliverer. And we experience past, present, and future deliverance from all molestation of the enemy. So, where does that leave us today? Where does that leave us now? But I'll tell you one thing. You are called to pastor your home, You're called to pastor your sphere of influence that you're in. It might be your workplace. It might be something that you're involved in, associations that you might be involved in. You are called to influence those areas. If it's you're going to school, you are called in a way to pastor the people that are around your circle. You are called to stand in the gap for those people. You are called to fight the good fight of faith for those individuals. And when you get up there in the heaven and you come to this wonderful banqueting table that the Bible says that there's going to be a great marriage supper of the Lamb, and you're able to look down and you're able to see someone that was in your sphere of influence, that was in your circle, and they're able to say, hey, thank you so much. You opened the door for me. You showed me that the best way was to follow Christ while I was here on earth. And it was because of what you did. It's because of what you said that now I get to sit at this banquet table. Glory to God. Wouldn't that be a wonderful, wonderful thing to walk into? It's awesome. We've been given awesome privilege. God has called us to fight the good fight of faith. Take control. Take hold of eternal life for that sphere of influence that God has called you to.